Are you sure you even want to go to this thing? I probably should have asked you that before you rented the suit. You look really nice, by the way. You didn't have to go all out. You combed your hair and everything. Don't think I don't notice these things. I see you every day. Can you tie the back of my dress? Thanks. I just don't want you to feel like I'm forcing you to go. You know, it's one thing to not have a date to your sister's wedding, but it's a whole new level of pathetic to force someone to be your date. I could go alone, yes, but all of my other sisters are bringing dates, so if I show up without one, it'll only draw attention to the fact that I'm still single. And didn't I explain that already when I was on my knees begging you to agree? I really am pathetic. Okay, let's go. I don't want to be late. Can you believe this? For something put together so last minute, this really turned out beautiful. Yeah, they only booked the venue like 2 weeks ago. It's incredible. Looking at this place, you'd think they'd been planning this for months. What kinds of flowers are those? Oh, by the way, there's something I need to tell you. My parents think you're a girl. Basically, they're a little old-fashioned, and so they think it's scandalous if a guy and a girl live together, unless they're married, which you and I are not. So I told them my roommate is a girl. I said I'm bringing a friend as my wedding date. So just for today, you are a friend of mine, and we know each other through mutual friends. Sound good? Well, it was either that or you pretend to be a girl. This way I don't have to teach you how to walk in heels. There's my favorite cousin, by the way. The one I was telling you about. Yeah, in the blue dress. You'll like her. Those are my parents. That's my Aunt Patsy. Really, really sweet lady, but she hugs you and you'll smell like her for a month. Okay, I should go find my sister, congratulate her, and let her know I'm here and everything. Do you want to find us some seats, and I'll meet you over there in a few minutes? Okay. And hey, thanks for being here. That was the sweetest ceremony I've ever witnessed. I know, and their vows? I didn't know my sister was capable of being so nice. I've never seen her so happy. He seems good for her, doesn't he? Oh, no, look at him. Aunt Patsy's headed his way. And she's going in for a hug. Oh, he's been Patsy'd. There's no way Men's Warehouse is taking back that tux now. Do you want to find somewhere to sit down again? No, it's just that these heels are killing me, and I want my feet all rested and blisterless for dancing. What? Didn't I tell you there'd be dancing? It's a wedding. Of course there's dancing. We're gonna do the one from Pulp Fiction. Do you want to be Uma, or should I? Look, how about that tree over there? It's shaded. So, my parents like you. Yeah, more than me, I think. I mean, they like you more than they like me. No one could like you more than I do. Anyway, they totally bought it. That we're simply friends that do not, in fact, live together. Yeah, I guess it's a pretty easy lie to pull off. Thanks for going along with it. I know it probably seems pretty stupid. Strict parents, you know how it goes. Can I be honest? I really did not think you were gonna come. I know, but I thought you were gonna back out last minute. Fake a stomach ache or something. Yeah, I guess weddings can be fun, but I don't know. It's such a weird favor to ask. Especially to ask a roommate. No, you don't think it's weird? Have you done this before? Well, now you have. You know what you should do? You should become a male escort. Yes, you know how much money those guys make? If you want, you can write this into your resume. Put me down as a reference. I'm gonna go grab some cake. Do you want anything? You sure? I could get you a drink. It's an open bar. Go crazy. Okay, I'll be back in a sec. There you are. I looked everywhere for you. The last place I expected was the dance floor. Oh no, you got patsied. I leave you alone for 5 minutes. Speaking of Patsy, she just told me I better keep you on a tighter leash. Do you have any idea what the hell that's about? She saw you dancing? With my cousin. You were dancing with my cousin? Why? Oh, well, that was nice of her to ask. Where is she now? Getting you a drink. But I was getting you a drink. Shoot, I left it on one of the tables outside where I was looking for you. And my cake. I'm fine. I'm just, So how well did you get to know my cousin? Right, but I mean it must have been more than that if my Aunt Patsy said what she said. My cousin can be pretty flirty, yeah. She's fun like that. Are you asking me if I want to dance? I do, but are you sure you're not danced out? Okay, then sure, let's dance. Hey, you're good at this. So, a minute ago, sorry if I got weird. I don't know. I know I have no right to ask you this, and I feel stupid even bringing it up, but, I know my cousin is looking for a relationship, and you guys seem to have hit it off, and the thing is, I just think it would be a little weird if you and my cousin, like, became a thing. I know it's ultimately none of my business, but if you did, I don't know, date her, and if it ended badly for some reason, that she's my favorite cousin, and you're my favorite roommate. So I'd have to pick sides, and it could just make things awkward. So if there's any way that you could not date her, that would be really great. I'm not telling you who to date, I'm telling you who not to date. Do you get what I mean, though? Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. That is the only reason, yes? Are you implying there might be some other reason? And what reason would that be? You tell me. Me? Jealous? Why, I'm appalled at the insinuation. So, what if I am? You gonna do anything about it? Nothing. This just isn't how I expected tonight to go. There are people watching, including my Aunt Patsy, and I'm pretty sure my parents too, so we should probably... Yeah. You know, now, whenever I think about this day, I'm barely even gonna remember the part where my sister got married. Mm-hmm, you really stole the spotlight, and I hope you're happy. I'm happy too.